Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chav Vav in Meseches Erevin. It is Isru Chag for Bnei Chutz La'aretz. We pick up four lines from the bottom on Chav Hei Amud Beis. Our Gemara is going to be continuing to discuss the halachos of a karpef. To remind us, a karpef is an area that's not designated often for domestic and residential use, and therefore because it resembles a Rishus HaRabim, even if there are mechitzos around it, if it's more than Beis HaSayim, according to most opinions, in the way we paskin, which is 70 by 70 amos, in such a case, one is not allowed to carry their midrabanan. The Gemara will discuss an instance that relates to that. The Gemara will discuss whether the rules are different for a king's palace, going to the bottom of Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara then will discuss from carrying from one's house to one's courtyard, in case of which an individual forgot to make an Eruve Chatzeros, and that will continue almost all the way to the end of our Perek. And in fact, our Perek will conclude discussing something about Pesach, which actually connects to what we've been discussing. It's on the 10-minute Chasidus, that on Esru Chag, our responsibility is to hold on to Pesach, and that's how our Perek concludes on Isru Chag for the Bnei Chutz La'aretz. Let's begin, Bezer Hashem, Daf Chafeh Mebez, Ahu Abavranka. An Abavranka is a type of portico that is used to hang the branches of trees to create a comfortable shading area. The Havaleh the Reish Gelusa, Reish Gelusa had it bustanye in his orchard. Now this orchard was more than Tusa, and it was an area that was not Hukaf Ladira, and therefore one would have a problem in carrying in the Bustanya, as well as in the orchard, as well as in the Bavranka. Amalei Ravuna Barchinna, Ravuna the son of Chinna suggested, Le'eve Mar Takanta, I have a solution for the Reish Gelusa. De'lemachar Nechal Nahamahasam, that he'll be able to eat over there food and be able to carry. What was his suggestion? Azali went, Avid kana kana pachos mishlosha, and he put up rods within three of each other. In other words, he made, as Rashi explains, the last Rashi on the Yomud, he made a smaller room, which was designated for the Shomer to be able to live in. And it was right there around the Bavanka. Azal Rava shalafinu. Rava did not like Rav Huna's suggestion, and he took it down. Azarav Papa Rav Huna braid Rav Yeshua naktinu mi basrei, and they went and guarded the area that he shouldn't put it back up, that Rav Huna should not put it back up. Lamachar, the next day, I svei Ravina le Rava. Ravina asked Rava, Ir chadosh moided in la mishivasa v'yishana mechamasa. Ravina asks Rava, and you who hold that the reeds are not necessary, how are you going to be able to carry in the orchard altogether? And what Ravina does to bring this kasha on Rava is he brings a brilliant raya from the halachos of Tchumen. Bezer Hashem, when we get to the fifth and sixth prakim, we will be spending a lot of time on the Torah's commandment, Al Yetze Yishmim Komo. According to most Rishonim, it's in the Torah itself. It's a Dindo Araisa. What is the definition of Mimkomo? So Chazal understood that means that you're not allowed to leave your residential area. How you do you define a residential area? So there are times that we define a residential area by the borders of the city itself, and there are times that we define it by the edge of the houses. How do we decide where the city ends? So the Braisa teaches us it depends. Ir Chadosh, if there is a new city, Modid in Lam Yeshivasa, V'yishana Mechamasa, a new city where the houses end. An old city is by the walls. Ezui Chadosha, what qualifies as a new city? Ve'ezu Yishana. Chadosha, a new city, is defined by Shehukfa Ulebesof Yashva. If there were gates that were put up to delineate the area of land, to designate it. However, the gates were not there to guard a residential area because there were no residents there yet. And then afterwards, it was settled.
So then the gate is not part halachically of the city because the gate wasn't put there originally for that purpose. However, Yashva Ula Besel Fukva, if it was a residential area and then it was surrounded by a gate, there the gate is there to serve the residents. And therefore, the halacha is that it's considered part of the city, and the city is measured up until the gate. What do we see? We see that how the gate was put down is critical in whether it's considered a halachic mechitza for tchumen. Asks Ravina to Rava, you were critical of putting up the slits over there. Well, that's so. Then how were you ever able to carry in the orchard? V'hai nami, kuhukfa l'psof yashva dami. This orchard should be considered no different than the gates that surround the entire orchard should be no different than the gates that surround a city that was settled only afterwards. In other words, how are you able to ever carry in the orchard if the only mechitzas you have are the fences for the orchard? Explains Rashi in Dibra HaMaskel V'Hai Nami that gates that are there to simply guard the orchard is not designated for a residential purpose. It's there just to guard on the fruit trees. If it's there just to guard on the fruit trees, that's not considered hukaf ladira altogether. And therefore, it should not be considered a halachic mechitza. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rava. Rav Papa responded to Rava. Here the Gemara is asking another question on Rava along the lines of what Ravina had asked Rava. How is it that Rava was unhappy with what Rav Huna had done? The exact opposite. It should be prohibited if you don't do what Rav Huna had did to carry in the entire orchard. V'ha Amar Ravasi, didn't Ravasi teach mechitzos adachilin lo shma mechitza? Mechitzas walls that are just there to create shade is not considered a mechitza. Alma, what do we see from this halacha? Kivin tzlinusa avidala, since the walls are made for tznius, lo avi mechitza. If it's there just for privacy or for shade, it's not considered a halachic mechitza. Hachanami, here too, kivin tzlinusa avida, lo avi mechitza. The walls of the orchard were just there to create privacy. If it was there just to create privacy, so then, how is it that you'll be able to carry in the walls of the orchard? So why is it that Bavankara is considered by itself a base dira? And the third question, Vamar Rav Huna Breidu Rav Yeshua L'Rava, and Rav Huna asked another question to Rava, who was critical that it was taken down, and he took it down, excuse me, and all you had left was a Bavanka. Vamar Rav Huna Mechitza Siyel Nachas Lo Shema Mechitza, a mechitza that's done simply to guard what is inside. That's how Rashi defines mechitza hasuyel nachas. There might be other ways to define it, but we'll go with Rashi's definition. So it's not considered a mechitza halachically at all. And I'll prove to you that such a thing is not considered a mechitza. Of course, what we're driving at again is that the mechitza for the orchard is just there to guard the trees inside. Da Rav Baravua Ma'arav lo lekula mechuza arisase arsie mishum pire devei tore. Arsiase are neighborhoods, possibly that it comes from the word arisa that refers to a baby's bassinet. The neighborhood would be the bassinet for people. They had neighborhoods that in between the neighborhoods there were trenches where they would plant, Rashi adds, seeds of dates, but they weren't there to make date trees, but it rather was there for the oxen to eat those dates. You could see this in your Hod Vahadr picture in Reish Yud Beis, and you see along the lines of one of the neighborhoods, on either side of the neighborhood, there's a trench. That trench breaks apart the neighborhood, explains Rashi. Even though, if you take a look at the diagram, the entire area is surrounded. All of the neighbors are surrounded. Every single one of the neighborhoods are surrounded in one area. Why is it that they're not considered one area, that they cannot all make one shitufei mevaos to join all of them? And the only way Rabba Bar Avua was able to make the Erev was each neighborhood separately, Arsaisa, each one separately, Piri de Beiture Kimechitza Asuya Lenachas Dami, because the walls at the edge of the neighborhood, particularly the ones by the ditch, was made simply to guard the ditch inside. So therefore, it's a Mechitza Ha'asuya Lenachas, and once the Mechitza Ha'asuya Lenachas, it's not acceptable. Therefore, asks Rav Huna to Rava, how are you able to carry in the orchard altogether? So these were strong kashas that Rav Huna had on Rava. Now, let's process. The reeds have been taken down by Rava. Rav Huna thought that the reeds should be up there because the walls of the Abankara itself would not allow for the tiltal. So now, it's Shabbos, and the Reish Galusa is stuck. Kari Alayu Reish Galusa, the Reish Galusa said, about in the Pasuk Yirmiyo, being critical, the Chachamim of Klal Yisrael, Chachamim Hema Lahara Ulehetiv Lo Yadu. They are wise people, but don't know how to do good or bad. In other words, they knew how to show how the mechitzas of the Avankara were no good, but at the same time, they didn't fix it. Particularly, this applies to Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breder of Yoshua, who had removed, as we saw in the top line of Chavav Amin Aleph, the reeds from possibly making those mechitzas. And specifically, we had two Rav Huna, so we got to be precise, Rav Huna, Breder of Yoshua, who had removed those mechitzas. Rashi does something unusual here. In the second middle line, Rashi quotes a Tshuvas HaGaonim, who gives an entirely different pshat in the Gemara. We were mazbir the Gemara according to the first pshat in Rashi, and that is the pshat that we will go with. It is a fascinating mahalach as well, the mahalach of the Tshuvas HaGaonim, but for Dafyomi purposes, the best thing is to keep on moving. We're halfway through Chavav Amar Aleph. Let's continue with Amar Rabbi Eloi. Amar Rabbi Eloi, Shamati, me Rabbi Eliezer v'afilu beis kur. We learned in our Mishnah on Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph that Rabbi Eloi was more makel from Rabbi Eliezer that even if it's able to produce a kur's worth of produce, which is 30 sa'ah, you still could carry in that karpef if it was lo hukuf ledira. Analyze the Gemara, Masisan de lo kechananya. This position of Rabbi Eloi does not follow the position of Chananya. Sani, we learn the Braisa Chananya Omer vafilu hi arboim sa, kastrat yoshel melech. Even if it's able to plant 40 sa's worth of produce, nevertheless, one does not require any other mechitzos, even in a karpef of 40 saw, one could carry inside of it. Now, Rabbi Eloi only said a base kur, and a base kur is 30 saw. Rabbi Yochanan shnei mikra echad darshu. Rabbi Yochanan explains that both of them are struggling with the same pasuk. Shenemar, the pasuk in Melachim Beis says, here the pasuk describes in Melachim that Yeshayahu was informed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu while leaving the house of Chizkiyahu, who had become sick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu informs him that Chizkiyahu will be healed. And the Pasuk is a collector's item because it's a wild Kri and Ksiv. Kri and Ksiv, of course, being that it's written one way and we read it another. The Pasuk says, Vayihi Yeshayo lo yotza ha'ir hatichon. Now that's how it's written. And we read it as chatzer. Usually there's one letter off or something like that. Here the Kri and the Ksiv is entirely different. Vayhi Yeshayo lo yotze, we read it chatzer hatichona. However, Ksiv o'ir, ukarina and chatzer. Now here, of course, we're talking about the courtyard of the king. Mikan lestrat yeshal melech shayuka yoros beininiyos. The reason why it's written in Kri and Ksiv is to tell us that the courtyard of the king was as large as a middle-sized city. Now, the machlokis that we have over here, in Chananya and Rabbi Eloi explains the Gemara, is dependent on how you understand the implication of this pasuk. But my kumifli, Mar Savra Yoros Beninios Havyon Beis Kur. One holds that a middle-sized city was the size of a Beis Kur. And that's 30 saw. Umar Savra Mim saw Havyon. And the other holds that it's 40 saw. So that's what's behind this machlokis. Both of them agree that you could carry even an astratia shel melech? Question is, what is the size of a middle-sized city which qualifies as astratia shel melech? Now the Gemara gets involved in the meaning of the pasuk that Yeshayo was so close to Chizkiyo at the time that he was sick. Eight lines from the bottom of Yeshayo, my boy Hassan. What was he doing in the courtyard of the king? Amar Rabba Bar Achanam Rabbi Yochanan, Melamed Shechol Chizkiyo V'Holach Yeshayo V'Hoshiv Yeshiva Al Pischo. When Chizkiyo was sick, Yeshayo went to designate a yeshiva at the entrance of the palace. Mikan, from here we learn the Talmud Chacham Shechol, if there's a Talmud Chacham that's sick, Shemoshiv Yeshiva Al Pischo, that you set aside a yeshiva at the entrance of where he's sick, in order to protect, says Rashi, from the Malach HaMavis entering inside. Says the Gemara, V'lav Milsi, but that's not a foolproof. Dilma Asili Gruye Be Satan. Because maybe the opposite could happen, that God forbid the Satan could kill the Talmidei Chachamim that are learning there. So the Gemara seems to be struggling with whether it's a good idea of Talmud Chacham Shechala, whether Moshiv and Yeshiva Al Pischo, and the Gemara seems to reject it as being an Eitzah Tova. We continue on in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah on Chav Gimel Amar Aleph had taught us, V'chein Shamati Mimenu, An Shechatzer Sheshachach Echaman V'lo Irev. Here we have another thing that Rabbi Eloi quotes that he learned from Rabbi Eliezer, and that is, that if there's one person in a Chatzer who forgot to join into the Eruv, to join in the Ruvei Chatzeros, and then he was mevatel his Rishus, he no longer, as we explained in the Mishnah, and as Rashi really spells out over here in Dibra Maschil Anshe, that what was common is if someone forgot to join into the Ruvei Chatzeros, in order for everybody else to be able to carry, he needs to be mevatel his Rishus, because otherwise if he didn't join in, then part of the Chatzer is not joined as one mishpacha of a Ruvei Chatzeros. So if he's mevato his rishus, that is, the person who forgot to join into the Ruvei Chatzeros, then in such a case we learned, the lo irev beso asur, the halacha is that it's asur for this individual to carry from the apartment into the chatzer, but for everybody else, it will be acceptable. Ask the Gemara, v'atanan, didn't we learn later on, samach tesam ebeis, beiso also lahachnis ulahotzi lo ulahen, that not only is it also for him to take out from the apartment to the outside, the one who had forgotten to make the air, but as well as everybody else? Question mark. Amar Rav Huna, Brei Rav Yishua, Amar Rav Sheshes, loy kasha, there's no question. Ha, Rabbi Eliezer, v'ha Rabbonan, according to the Rabbanan, everybody else can't carry out from that apartment to the Chatzer. However, there is a machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan, as the Gemara is about to explain, about what happens when someone is mevatel his rishus, to allow everybody else to carry because he had forgotten to make the Erev, and that's going to affect the status of whether everyone else can carry from his apartment into the chatzer. Kishetim tzalom el divrei Rabbi Eliezer, continues the Gemara in the top of Chav Vav Mebeis, hamevato rishus chatzero rishus beiso bita. If someone removes the rishus of his chatzer, in other words, what he does is he relinquishes his right to the chatzer, and thereby everybody else's Erev on the Chatzer now takes effect, and the fact that he didn't join in the Erev will no longer be relevant because he's no longer one of the co-owners of the Chatzer. But when that happens, Rabbi Eliezer holds he's also mevatel his own ownership on his house. And if that's so, then everybody could be able to carry from his house to the Chatzer. But l'rabbanon, amevatel rishus chatzer, rishus beis lo bitel. He wasn't mevatel his ownership over the Chatzer. And since he's not mevatel his ownership over the Chatzer, so then in such a case, he will not be able to carry and as well have others carry from his house into the Chatzer. Now, just to get a sense of where the Amoraim were holding compared to us, it took us a few minutes to be masbir how Rabbi Eliezer holds that the halacha is that one is not allowed to differentiate between whether the Bnei HaChatzer are carrying from their houses to the Chatzer or whether they're carrying from the individual who relinquished his rishus, that they're all in the same category, while the Rabbanan say that there is a difference between the two and that one cannot carry from
the bias of the one who relinquished his rishus. The Gemara thinks this is all a davar pashut. Pshita. It's a davar pashut. Of course, this is what's behind their machlokis. That the Rabban hold rishus beisel lo bitel. And Rabbi Eliezer holds rishus beisel bitel. So Amar Rechava on Anover Avuna Barchinina Tergimna, we explain lo nitzricha no. What Rav Sheshes needed to explain is the following case. Ela lechamisha sheshuim b'chatzar echad, that there were five who lived in one chatzar, v'shachach echa mehen v'lo iriv. And one of them didn't make an iriv. L'divir Rebbe Eliezer kishum avatal b'shuso, ein tzarech levatal l'kol echad v'echad. According to Rebbe Eliezer, who says that he's being mevatel everything, and he's being mevatel his own rishus, so then he doesn't need to spell out he's being mevatel to each individual. However, l'rabbanon, kishu mevatel rishuso, tzarech levatel kol echad ve'echad. He needs to spell out who he's being mevatel to. Rashi explains very beautifully in Dibur HaMashal Hachi Garsin and Lo Nitzricha that according to Rebbe Eliezer, he's mevatel ba'ayin yofeh. He's being mevatel entirely. He's not holding anything back. So if he's not holding anything back, so then there's no reason to believe that he's not being mevatel to everybody. However, according to the Rabbanan, who say that he's not being mevatel his rishus, so then he's holding back part of his bittel. How do we know he's not being holding back his bittel to the rest of his rights to the chatzer, to some of the people? For that reason, he needs to be mevatel kol echad ve'echad. Says the Gemara, keman ozal hadesanya, who does it follow this that we learned in a brisa? Chamisha shesheruim b'chatzer echad v'shach mehen v'lo irev, kishum mevatel rishus al ein tzarech levatel rishus kol echad, keman Rebbe Eliezer. That would follow the shita of Rebbe Eliezer. As we explained, Rebbe Eliezer holds that he's mevatel ba'ayin yofe, and therefore it's assumed that he's going to be mevatel to everybody. Rav Kahana had a different tradition of the shita of Rav Sheshes. Rav Kahana masnahachi, Rav Tevyuma masnahachi, kiman ozla hadesanya, they explained another part. If there are five that are living in a chatzar, and one of them forgot and didn't partake in the eruv, kishum mevatel rishuso eina tzarech levatel rishus lekol echad ve'echad, keman amravuna b'rayu Yehuda amrav sheshes keman kerebi Eliezer. That's how he recounted the way in which they came to this understanding of the shita of Rebbe Eliezer, that they were discussing a stam brisa that said eina tzarech levatel rishus kol echad ve'echad, and they attributed it to the same shita of Rebbe Eliezer that we started with in our Mishnah on Chav Gimel. In other words, the Mishnah that had told us that it's mutter for the others to go in and out, which means that he was mevatel ba'ayin yofeh his entire rishus. Amar Rav Papa l'Rabbi, l'Rebbe Eliezer, I amar lo mavitna, ul'rabbanan I amar mavtina mai. What would happen if, according to Rebbe Eliezer, who says he's mevatel ba'ayin yofeh, what if he expressly states that he's not mevatel his apartment? So what would the halacha then be? Could they now go in and out? And vice versa. According to Rabbanan, who say that he's not mevatel ba'ayin yofeh, and he's not mevatel his rishus, what happens if he expressly states that he is? Taima de Rebbe Eliezer, let's explain the tzadim of the shayla. Mishum de kasavar mevatel rishus chatzero, rishus beis abitel. That normally, when someone says he's being mevatel rishus chatzero, he also intends to mean that he's mevatel his house. V'hayomar, and this one expressly stated, ana lo mavitlan, I am not being mevatel. O Dilma, or maybe time of the Rebbe Lazar, Mishum, de bayis below chotzer lo avidi inish de daire. That it's not normal for people to live in a house without a chotzer. Everybody enjoys having some type of chotzer. And therefore, it's not normal for an individual to retain a house without a chotzer. And if he's being mevatel the chotzer, then by definition, he's also being mevatel the house. V'chi ka'amar lo mavtilna, and if he says, I'm not being mevatel, lav kol kiminei, that it's not halachically significant. Because once he's mevatel the chotzer, he's also removing his rights to the house, because the two go hand in hand. And Afal Gav Domer Dairona, and he says, no, he's screaming out, I live there. Lav klum ka'amar. Maybe it's not significant once he was mevatel the chatzar. Ula Rabbanon, and I have the same shayla in the Rabbanon. Imavtilna,
If he is mevatel ba'ayin yafe, and he says I'm being mevatel my rishus, even though according to Rabbanan he's normally not mevatel his rishus. My time the Rabbanan, what is their logic? Mishum de kasavri ha-mevatel rishus chatzero rishus beso lo bitel. That when someone is mevatel the rishus of his chatzer, his intention is not to be mevatel his house, and therefore v'hai amar mevtilna. If he says I am mevatel, then of course it will work. Odilma time the Rabbanan, maybe the Rabbanan svara is a deeper svara. Mishum de lo ovid inish de misalik nafshe legamri mibayis v'chotzer. It's not normal for a person simply to walk away from his house and his courtyard. V'hai ki orech legabayu. And to go and simply be a guest by somebody else. That's not normal. V'hai ki omer mavtilna. And now when he says, be mavato, lav kol kamina, we don't pay attention to him. Amarle, Rav Papa had asked this shaila too. Abaye responds, bein l'rabbanan, bein l'rab li'ezer, kimin de goli daite goli. We listen to his gilui das, and we don't use the svaras that we had said, that he doesn't have the power to, in his words, undermine the normal status quo. He does. Finally, we have our reference to Pesach in Isru Chag for Bnei Chutz La'aretz. Rav Meir Shapiro was, after all, Koveya, generations ago, the Daf Yomi, in Chutz La'aretz. And we spoke about the idea of holding on to the Pesach. Here, that is what happens. V'chein shamati mimenu shiyotzen bar kavulun b'Pesach. Rabbi Eloi had also heard that you're allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of Maror with our kablin on Pesach. The Gemara explains, Maya kablin amar Eish Lakish at Savsa Chariza Soy. As we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, it is this type of grass that would grow around the palm tree, and it would grow up the palm tree, and it had the taste of Maror. Tosis is bothered. How could that possibly be that it would serve as Maror? The Re asks. But at the end of the day, the Gemara in Psachim, on Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, says that just like matzah has to be something that grows as seeds from the ground, the wheat starts off as seeds, so too maror grows as a vegetable that started out as a seed. And over here, we're describing something that grows like a tree, and not as mine zra'im. Tosis suggests it could be that the mine zra'im would wrap themselves around the tree, but it wasn't part of the actual tree itself. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the Gemara Rashi for Daf Chavav in Meseches Erevin, and we now go on to the Halacha section.